Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Hello, good morning. How are you? Hope you are well. On the programme today, between now and 12, Europe on the sidelines about land war in Europe. Who will get a seat at the talks table? The Cabinet Subcommittee on Housing meets today to consider further measures to stimulate housing supply. We kick about a few ideas for them to consider. Avian flu, 60,000 birds to be culled and all poultry everywhere to be housed. What causes acne and what do you do about it? And Bowie gets the RTE Concert Orchestra treatment. Please WhatsApp us on 0870 32 32 32. Text us this morning on 51551. You can also email todaycb@rte.ie. Well, as you have just heard from Brian in the news headlines there, there have been two arrests made, one in Belfast, one in Balbriggan, in connection with that investigation into the stabbing on Dublin's South Ann Street. Fresh concerns are now being raised about the safety of the streets of the capital and other urban areas around the country. For more on this, we're joined by Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, and Matt Carty, Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan, and the party's justice spokesperson. Good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning, Philip.
Barry, what we've seen happen here in Dublin at the weekend, just off one of the main thoroughfares of the capital city, in your eyes, is the city centre safe?
Well, this shocking, tragic, awful incident doesn't mean the city isn't safe. But I think we've got to be constantly having regard to whether or not it's safe, whether there are visible Gardaí in the street, whether people feel safe as well. Because it doesn't matter if statistics show that Dublin is safe. If people don't feel safe, then that's not working. So one of the things we've been working on hugely over the last number of years is recruiting more Gardaí, increasing Garda visibility, taking Gardaí out of the stations and onto the streets, so allowing civilians to do the work, that the paperwork or the admin work that needs to be done in the station, and making sure that people can see guards on the street, and if something happens, the Gardaí are on hand and available and in quick order.
So when Jim O'Callaghan says, or is forced to accept, that parts of the city aren't safe, is he referring to specific areas, or is he just acknowledging what we already know? You cannot have guards on every street corner.
Well, that's something I've said on a number of occasions. Not only can you not have a guard on every street corner, but you don't want a guard on every street corner either. That is what a police state is. What you do want, however, is guards available. And if you call the guards, whether you're at home or in a public place, if you call the guards, they come quickly and they deal with things. And one of the things that I'm very encouraged by in relation to this awful attack at the weekend is just how many guards were on scene in a short period of time, how their investigation has been put into training immediately, how they're gathering evidence. And you see the professionalism of force that is ready to deal with this and who won't accept it.
Matt Carty, Barry is saying that a guard in every street corner is a police state, but you want to see more boots on the ground.
I think everybody recognises that Dublin is underplaced, certainly in terms of visibility. It simply isn't the case that the same number of Gardaí will be visible in key areas of Dublin city centre as would have been the case previously. Anybody that has had reason to walk from O'Connell Street to Connolly Station or Bus Aras, for example, would tell you that it's not a pleasant experience, that they don't feel safe, to use that term. And clearly, I think there has been an acknowledgement that to have the same number of Gardaí in total as was the case when Fine Gael came to government in 2011, considering the increase in population and the increased challenges that the Gardaí face, isn't sustainable. So nobody's suggesting that all of these the questions will be answered by increased numbers of Gardaí, but increased numbers of Gardaí are an important facet, as are dealing with things like, you know, dereliction and within the city centre, dealing with issues in terms of addiction services, ensuring that we have other supports in place to tackle the causes of crime. But crucial part of all of this is ensuring that we have enough Gardaí in our streets to be be visible to be able to respond quickly. And that's not to take away from any of the successes that the Gardaí have had in responding quickly to crimes as they
but
have occurred.
Matt, the Gardaí would say that compared to 20 years ago, they have more Gardaí in squad cars, which fits with modern policing. They can get to the scene of a crime much more quickly than those on their feet.
And this shouldn't be an either or. It shouldn't be a case of whether we should have Gardaí in squad cars or whether we should have Gardaí patrolling our streets. The truth is that we need both, because Gardaí on the street, being a visible way, not only provides that comfort and assurance to people who have to walk those streets, but it also does provide a deterrent effect, and evidence points to that, so that we have a holistic approach to how we deal with policing. And I think that's part of the problem that we've seen in terms of how we manage policing, is that we overcorrect. So when we increase the number of patrols, when we increase the number of rapid reaction forces and all of those things which are needed, the problem has been that the cost of that has been the lack of visibility within our community.
Barry Ward, Matt Carty is right here, isn't he, that street crime is about how the state works with vulnerable people, how it maintains the city centre, what it does with derelict sites, and the priorities that the Gardaí are given as well. And the increase in crime statistics in the course of the last 2 years would suggest this government is failing.
Well, of course, all of it is true in terms of dealing with marginalised communities. But let me be clear, I'm not saying we don't need more Gardaí. We do. In fact, the figures that we've put out are a result of hugely increased Gardaí recruitment over the last number of years, increased budgets for Gardaí, increased powers for Gardaí, increased equipment for Gardaí. The body cams are something that are going to form part.
But you're only focusing on one part of the problem.
No, we're not. Not at all. But in talking about policing, that is the focus in policing. And that's why Minister McEntee, for example, increased penalties for assault, knife crimes, etc. But you're absolutely right that there are other aspects to what causes crime in our community, and we've got to deal with them too. But what I'm specifically talking about today is the increase in what we are doing for the guards to make sure that they can react to when things happen. There has been a huge increase in the population. There has also been a huge investment in Gardaí Síochána, a huge focus on recruitment for Gardaí Síochána. I'd like to see numbers go to 20,000 if they could. But we've got to be realistic about what's achievable, because we've seen how difficult it has been to recruit Gardaí in an environment where there are lots of options.
How can you throw out a doubling of the size of the Garda force? Increasing by 25%. How can you throw out a number like that and then say, but we have to be realistic?
Because the reality is, we're a victim of our own success here. There are loads of options for people now in a full employment market where people, particularly with skills, have options to go to lots of other positions. We want people to go into the Guards. It is a vocation. It is a worthwhile job. It's something that brings great rewards to people. But we know the difficulties we've had in recruiting Gardaí over the last number of years, despite the enormous investment by the government, despite the big recruitment campaigns, and despite the fact that places have been provided for them. So there are targets set out in the programme for government. We intend to increase the number of Gardaí. We are working constantly to do that, and we have worked on recruitment over the last 2 to 3 years. But
Do you know something? Fine Gael has held the Justice Ministry since 2011. Mm-hmm. Is working on it in the last 2 to 3 years good enough?
No, that's specifically in relation to Garda numbers. And remember, during COVID, Templemore had to be closed. We reopened Templemore. But if you look at, as I said, people need to feel safe. But if you look at the statistics, Ireland is one of the safest countries in Europe. It's one of the safest countries in the world. So let's not get carried away with, the presentation of Dublin somehow as a kind of a new Gotham City. It isn't. It doesn't mean that we don't need to be hard on incidents like what we saw at the weekend and make sure that they cannot happen.
Are you not having your cake and eating it when you talk about increasing Garda numbers to 20,000, but also saying it's one of the safest countries in Europe?
No. We should be constantly working to make sure that this figure, that these issues are addressed. Nobody should feel unsafe in Dublin City Centre. It should never happen. It doesn't mean that doesn't require
All right.
a huge amount of work.
Matt Carty, what would Sinn Féin do to better recruit and retain Gardaí?
Well, I think we have to, first of all, examine the reasons for the failures, because this has been a mantra not just of Fine Gael in government, but now we've seen since Jim O'Callaghan has come into office, he's talking about the merits of joining the Gardaí, encouraging people to apply, as if there's an issue with people applying to join the Gardaí. In the 2024 Garda training competition, there was over 6,000 people applied to join the Gardaí. Of course, the numbers who were ultimately recruited were far shorter. So we need to examine, identify and address the issues as to why there is that particular gap. Now, the Gardaí themselves...
It sounds like you're saying we should lower standards, Matt.
No, I'm not. But the Gardaí have pointed to the fact that the process takes so long, the fact that we only have one Garda training college, which means at a maximum, within the current capacity, the most we will ever be able to intake into Templemore is 1,000 Gardaí. And when you consider that on an ongoing basis, you're going to have retirements happening naturally every year and an unfortunate and worrying increasing number of Gardaí who are resigning in their post, that means that you are always going to have a limited net increase unless you actually increase capacity at the training, either at Templemore or, as Sinn Féin suggested, in the general election in our manifesto, a second Garda training college. Now, my understanding is that that hasn't been ruled out by government. What I would like them to do is actually put a real focus on the capacity to deliver a second Garda training college and work with us in opposition and with the Gardaí themselves to actually make that a reality. Because it's initiatives such as that that are actually going to make the ultimate difference.
Neither of you have addressed what I think most Gardaí on the beat would say is the main reason that people end up leaving on Garda Síochána is pay. Barry?
Well, the reality is, actually, we have done an awful lot in terms of, as I say, resourcing the Gardaí. We do need to address pay and conditions, and it's more than just pay, I think, for Gardaí. Morale is a function of where they are, which is why we have provided powers and equipment and other resources for them. But it is absolutely an issue. The difficulty, as you know, Philip, is Garda pay is public sector pay, and it's not possible, as I understand it, to just say to it that we're going to increase Garda pay in isolation to other public sector pay. But, I mean, we absolutely need to make it easier for people to make the choice to enter and go to the Síochána and serve their communities in the way that we need them to.
So you would, but it's tricky, is what he's saying. Matt Carthy, do you have any way of squaring this circle?
Yeah, so there's a number of areas that the government could act on very quickly. So the training allowance for Gardaí was increased by the previous Justice Minister, but the Gardaí themselves indicated that it wasn't enough, that it needs to be increased to in around €397 per week. I also think the notion of a Garda retention task force, which has been muted. Now, I know people throw their eyes to heaven when they hear another task force, but I do think that there is a need for a mechanism whereby Gardaí themselves, former members of the Gardaí and experts in the field internationally, are brought together to actually identify where the recruitment and retention issues lie. And obviously pay and conditions are one part, but Gardaí themselves have been telling us for years that there is an issue within morale in the force, that they do not feel that they are receiving the support that they need in order to be able to do their job effectively. And anybody who's in a job that's a high-stress job naturally and who feels that they're not being valued, well, then you're going to have an issue with retention.
Barry, I know you say, and it is correct, that comparatively Dublin and Ireland's cities generally are, in the European context, not that much different to everywhere else. But the crime statistics here also tell a picture that's worth looking at. The CSO has found an 18% increase in the number of robbery incidents from 2023 to 2024. So things are getting worse.
No, statistics are something that are really important because they do allow us to gauge specific areas. And you can pick a statistic where there's been an increase. And is that worrying? Absolutely it is. And we need to do something about it. But that's why we're investing in the kind of things that I've been talking about. It's not just the case that Ireland and Dublin are safe in European context. They're safe in a global context. But none of that matters if when you're walking down the street in Dublin, you don't feel safe. The answer to that is Garda numbers, Garda visibility, Garda action and Garda availability. And that's what Fine Gael and the government is focused on.
Matt Carthy, do you think the opposition might have to take some share of responsibility here for creating that perception of Ireland's streets not being safe in the way that you politicise crime?
No, I think it is important that elected representatives convey the realities of what people say to us and what is the truth. And I mentioned, you know, just the experience of anybody who's had to walk through Dublin city centre. It's not only that it feels unsafe. For many people, it is unsafe. There are many people, particularly women, who will not walk through parts of our city at particular times of the day or evening. You know, we can all point to varying statistics that say that there have been, that we're safe or unsafe. And of course, you know, we aren't as violent as many other societies. There aren't as many serious crimes, but there are still too many serious crimes. And there are a number of statistics that should point to a warning that the numbers of knives seized per year over the past 10 years has increased dramatically now. On the one hand, that's
by 70%.
That's a success of the Gardaí, but it also points to a culture shift in terms of the lengths that criminals themselves are willing to go to in order to carry out their crimes. And in order to respond to that, we have to have, as I say, a multifaceted approach. And one of those approaches, and key to it, in my view, is the visible community-based policing model that has worked in the past, alongside the rapid response units, but also a very dedicated and focused attention to the causes of crime, particularly the reasons why young people within our inner cities and other communities are turning to a life of crime when they see, unfortunately, that alternatives aren't in place.
Matt Carty and Barry Ward, thank you both very much.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.